Hey Google, what is the chief end of man?
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Yeah, I'm on a mission like a couple spies, and that guys is the reason why I catechize.
Welcome to the Reform Standard. I'm Tony. Let's get started. Question 64 of the Westminster Larger Catechism reads, what is the invisible church? The invisible church is the whole number of elect that have been, are, or shall be gathered into one under Christ the head. So this question is the flip side of question 62, and now we're getting the distinction and we're starting to define the difference between the visible and the invisible church. And so here the invisible church is defined as the entire number of the elect. So God in eternity past, before all time, before there was ever a creation, determined to save a particular people, and not just a particular class of people, but specific individuals who he foreordained and decreed that he would create, that would fall into sin, that would be guilty of Adam's first transgression. And then he would send a redeemer who would substitute in their place and would atone for their sins and would certainly save them. And that he would send the Holy Spirit to indwell them and sanctify them. And so this whole number that God knew in his mind before all eternity passed is the invisible church. And we saw in the Scots Confession that only God, this side of eternity, can comprehend exactly who that is. And so we as creatures who do not have all the information, we have to operate on the visible categories that we talked about in question 62. But the thing that we should remember, and the thing that I think should bring us a lot of joy and a lot of comfort, is that it is not just those who have already made a profession of faith, those who are already regenerate, those who in time have had the power of the Holy Spirit who has redeemed or who has regenerated them, but all of those who will be gathered into Christ's fold in the future as well are comprehended by God as the visible church. And so those who are parents or who would like to be parents, who want to find a source of hope for their children, maybe someone who has a child who has walked away or has never made a profession of faith, if that child is among God's elect, we know for sure, for certainty, that they will be called and regenerated and saved. But even more so than that, if that child is elect, if that parent that a young believer has that has not followed them in the faith or who has never made a profession of faith, if that person is a member of the invisible church, if that person is elect, then there's already a unity that we have with those people. Even though we don't experience it, even though we don't know it, even though we don't see it, we have a unity with all of the saints, both looking backwards in time. So there's a real, genuine unity that I have with Abraham or with Isaac or with Jacob or Joseph or any of the saints of the Old Covenant. But there's also a unity that I have looking forward with those who will come to faith in the future. And so this unity is expressed here in the confession by saying that all of those people who have been regenerated, who will be regenerated or who are regenerate, who have been called and gathered, who are called and gathered, and who will be called and gathered. The unity we have with those people is that we all are called and gathered under one head, who is Christ Jesus.
Do you know if you want you could know this? The catechism, hey, the catechism, hey. Do you know what the chief end of man is? And how the Father, Son, and Spirit do manage? Do you know if you want you could know this?
West Side!